From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. President Trump's national security advisor came to Miami on Wednesday to announce more get-tough measures on Cuba. But some retightening of Cuba policy might get more jeers than cheers from many Cuban Americans. At the Biltmore Hotel in Coral Gables, Ambassador John Bolton spoke to Bay of Pigs veterans on the anniversary of their failed 1961 invasion of communist Cuba. He presented more of what the Trump administration considers an invasion of economic pressure to bring down the regime there. Bolton said Cuban Americans will be allowed to sue foreign companies doing business on Cuban property confiscated by the regime. Non-family visits to Cuba by U.S. citizens will again be restricted, and remittances to families in Cuba will be cut back to only $1,000 every 3 months.
I'm certain you would all agree that you do not improve relations with an imprisoned people by appeasing their captors. You improve relations with the oppressed by taking an unapologetic stand against their oppressors.
But critics, like the large bloc of more moderate Cuban Americans, say the travel and remittance measures are also oppressive for people in Cuba. Felice Gorodo is co-founder of Roots of Hope, a Miami NGO that works to build ties between Cubans in the U.S. and in Cuba.
This is a giant step backwards. These new restrictions are going to negatively impact entrepreneurs who rely on remittances as a lifeline to be able to make a better life for themselves and their families on the island.
Bolton also insisted that suffocating the Cuban government will help bring down authoritarian left-wing regimes in Venezuela and Nicaragua. He announced new economic sanctions against them. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.